In a surprise decision, the city of Nashville will not be purchasing a downtown property to be the new home of the School of the Arts. The Metro Council's vote Tuesday night tears up plans to move the school closer to the city's arts and culture venues. It also casts doubt over the future of a prime piece of real estate. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
This land on Rolling Mill Hill, next to new condos, is home to a 1940s school building where blind African Americans were once educated. Many agree it'd be a fitting spot for the arts magnet, but plans to demolish that building led council members like Fabian Bedne to block the city from buying it.
From a historic perspective, I just can't bring myself to do it.
Without this land, it's now unclear when the School of the Arts may leave its aging facility. So Councilman Colby Sledge, who favored the proposal, says the district loses out. And the historic building, which is owned by the state, remains unprotected.
They can sell it to a developer. They can do whatever they like with it, and we have no say.
State officials haven't said what they'll do next. The property is appraised at over $11 million. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.